Crito by Plato, narrated by Stacy Patterson.
Persons of the dialogue: Socrates, Crito. Scene: the prison of Socrates. Socrates: why have you come at this hour, Crito? It must be quite early. Crito: yes, certainly. Socrates: what is the exact time? Crito: the dawn is breaking. Socrates: I wondered that the keeper of the prison would let you in. Crito: he knows me, because I often come, Socrates. Moreover, I have done him a kindness. Socrates: and are you only just arrived? Crito: no, I came some time ago. Socrates: then why did you sit and say nothing instead of at once awakening me? Crito: I should not have liked myself, Socrates, to be in such great trouble and unrest as you are. Indeed, I should not. I have been watching with amazement your peaceful slumbers, and for that reason I did not awake you, because I wished to minimize the pain. I have always thought you to be of a happy disposition, but never did I see anything like the easy, tranquil manner in which you bear this calamity. Socrates: why, Crito, when a man has reached my age, he ought not to be repining at the approach of death. Crito: and yet other old men find themselves in similar misfortunes, and age does not prevent them from repining. Socrates: that is true, but you have not told me why you come at this early hour. Crito: I come to bring you a message which is sad and painful, not, as I believe, to yourself, but to all of us who are your friends, and saddest of all to me. Socrates: what? Has the ship come from Delos, on the arrival of which I am to die? Crito: no, the ship has not actually arrived, but she will probably be here today, as persons who have come from Sunium tell me that they have left her there, and therefore tomorrow, Socrates, will be the last day of your life. Socrates: very well, Crito. If such is the will of God, I am willing. But my belief is that there will be a delay of a day. Crito: why do you think so? Socrates: I will tell you. I am to die on the day after the arrival of the ship. Crito: yes, that is what the authorities say. Socrates: but I do not think that the ship will be here until tomorrow. This I infer from a vision which I had last night, or rather only just now, when you fortunately allowed me to sleep. Crito: and what was the nature of the vision? Socrates: there appeared to me the likeness of a woman, fair and comely, clothed in bright raiment, who called to me and said, O Socrates, the third day hence to fertile Thyia shalt thou go. Crito: what a singular dream, Socrates. Socrates: there can be no doubt about the meaning, Crito, I think. Crito: yes, the meaning is only too clear. But, oh, my beloved Socrates, let me entreat you once more to take my advice and escape. For if you die, I shall not only lose a friend who can never be replaced, but there is another evil. People who do not know you and me will believe that I might have saved you if I had been willing to give money, but that I did not care. Now, can there be a worse disgrace than this? That I should be thought to value money more than the life of a friend? For the many will not be persuaded that I wanted you to escape and that you refused. Socrates: but why, my dear Crito, should we care about the opinion of the many? Good men, and they are the only persons who are worth considering, will think of these things truly as they occurred. Crito: but you see, Socrates, that the